пташка гори в крилах, полонину всю залила, а в ній постать сніжно-біла, Зуксеню в ній пізнав. Він дивився в очі сині, тихо спершись на соснині, і слова ніжні любовні до неї промовляв. Вуцулко, Ксеню, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі розкажу про любов. Душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає по гарячому жар. Вже пройшло гаряче літо, гусу іншу любив скрито, а гуцулку чорнобриву в останню ніч прощав. В черемоші грали хвилі, сумували очі сині, тільки вітер на соснині сумно пісню вигравав. Вуцулко, Ксеню, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі розкажу про любов. Душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає по гарячому жар. Про любов душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає по гарячому жар.
And a Canadian jazz singer with very Ukrainian roots, Teresa Sukidika, from her CD Ukrainian Roots, that was Hutsulka Ksenia, a song about a woman, Ksenia, from the Hutsul area of Ukraine in the Carpathian Mountains. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макуарі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, Pokadinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. November 11th is Remembrance Day in Canada, a day, a solemn day of remembering and honoring the memory of those who gave their lives fighting for the freedom that we currently enjoy today, and also giving thanks to those who survived and still are with us. As well, we have Ukrainian Jewish heritage also on a war theme, poetry during wartime, and a look at a poetry festival in Chernivtsi, Ukraine. As well, November 15th marks the beginning of St. Philip's Fast, which is the Ukrainian Byzantine version of Advent. And so we've got Father Theo Machinsky with a reminder of what that's about. So stay tuned for all of that. We've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Shum from Winnipeg with a song that kind of ties in wartime Canada, Ukraine, and the great bond between these two countries. The song is called Budmo, Will Be.
Mm-hmm. When the dusts of battle had settled down, and our warrior Cossacks looked sadly round, to see how many brethren they had lost, they cry out at the heavy cost. It wasn't the first time their swords had clashed, and they knew very well it wouldn't be the last. They'd pray to God they had a war to win, their beloved homeland would rise again. When the pioneers' backs were about to break under the toils of this new land, they prayed a God in heaven above, how much more could they withstand? They placed holy crosses into the ground, and soon new strength to go on was found. Their faith had brought them another day. They'd get back on their feet and say, they'd say,
Bud Mahe, will be.
The time that our bard inspired us to strive for a better fate, it took many years, many sacrifices, many went to heaven's gate. But when the winds of freedom swept across Ukraine in the summer of 91, you could hear generations from the past join together with those of today as one and yell,
Bud Mahe,
hey!
Bud Mahe,
hey!
We'll be Bud Mahe.
As I watched my father be laid to rest in this his, but not his land, I looked my boy straight in the eyes, and I'd pray to God he'd understand. I said, this was a faithful son of Ukraine, remember and cherish this bond. And then my son looked at me, and he said with a strength that seemed to come from a world beyond, he said,
Bud Mahe,
hey!
Bud Mahe,
hey!
We'll be Bud Mahe.
Може вернусь, а може загину. Ти, дівчино, про мене згадай. Може вернусь, а може загину. Ти, дівчино, про мене згадай. Ой, не плач, не рідай, дівчинонько, твого хлопця на світі вже нема. Він загинув в кривавому бою, залишилась могила сумна. Він загинув Задай ті щасливі хвилини, як любились, кохались. me. Tvoje ličko rožave cvitočok, tvoji oči čaruju mene. Tvoje ličko rožave cvitočok, tvoji oči čaruju mene.
From Calgary, that was Zhito from their self-titled CD and an old Ukrainian folk song about a young man who is breaking the news to the women in his life that he is going off to battle. Я сьогодні від тебе від'їжджаю. Up next, a contemporary song on the same theme, young men at war in a different time, yet coping with the same issues and emotions, dealing with mundane matters in the face of rapid fire and terror. Scottish trio Kufaika.
Скоро стрів Куфайка і з тризубом шапка ватралісова. Даруй, Боже, моїй Україні вільні права. Даруй, Боже, моїй Україні вільні права. Скоро стрів Куфайка і з тризубом шапка і нічна зоря. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая. Він лежить на листі пізньою весною і нічна зоря. Його поховаю рядом з ялиною ватрадоря. Його поховають рядом з ялиною ватрадоря. Взяти у шерену стати, скаже, що то ви, і підемо волю здобувати в Україні мої, і підемо волю здобувати в Україні мої, нічка темна і ліс темний на шляху чута. І ніхто не знає, що тут спочиває партизан упав. І ніхто не знає, що тут спочиває партизан упав. Скоро стрінку файка і стри зубом шапка ватра лісова. О, братима мого зачепила куля вражая. О, братима мого зачепила куля вражая.
Ви слухаєте радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCG Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCG Radio International, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Павліна. From the «Наш голос» archives, a Remembrance Day tribute.
Слава Ісусу Христу і добрий вечір. This is Father Bruce Power with «Із Духові Твоєму» and «With Your Spirit» here on Наш Голос Radio. On November 11th, we observed Remembrance Day, and I'd like to share with you a very special Remembrance Day in my life. A number of years ago, I was pastor of St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Nanaimo, and I was asked to give the prayer of remembrance at the Remembrance Day ceremonies, and afterwards to go with the veterans over to their local legion for their Remembrance Day program there. And as I was there with them, an elderly veteran came up to me, beautifully decorated with all of his war decorations and medals. And he sat down and he said, Father, can I speak with you? And I said, of course. And he said, Father, I have to share something with you. And he started to cry. He said, I'm not ashamed of my war service. We veterans fought. We fought for a cause, and that cause was good. But Father, he said, it's not right for us to kill. It's not right for us to hate. We have to work for peace. And it was then that I truly knew that there is no greater person of peace than a veteran who had gone through the horrors of war, a soldier. It is then that I knew that our veterans have something to teach us. How important peace is. How important keeping peace is. How important being a people of peace is. The Ukrainian people know this very well, of course, and many Ukrainians have fought in various wars, either in the Canadian forces during various wars, or, for example, in the Ukrainian insurgent army and so on. And Ukrainians understand Remembrance Day as a time to pray for peace, and a time indeed to remember, because remembering is such a blessed gift. Memory is such a gift to us. It enables us to reconnect, to recall, and to know that the sacrifices of our veterans are not in vain, and to carry the torch for them, a torch of peace, just as we remember them and honor them and sing that beautiful hymn, Eternal Memory, Vichnaya Pamyat, and reflect on those beautiful words that are spoken at each and every Remembrance Day ceremony. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Sosyatimi upokoi Christe, vichnaya pamyat. This is Father Bruce for Nash Holos Radio, Spohom.
And And this year, on November 11th, as usual in Canada, we honored the memory of those who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure for us the freedoms we enjoy today. Let us never forget.
In Flanders Fields. На полях Фландрії. На полях Фландрії зацвів рядками мак поміж хрестів. Позначив нас на небесах, співають жайвори весь час за зниклими на цій землі. Ми вже в мерці, днями коли кохали з ночі до зорі, тепер лежатимо в полях у Фландрії. Боротьби факел, як вигук, прийми з нездатних наших рук, тримаю вись, щоб не загас, навіть зневірився б ти в нас, квітнути макам на полях у Фландрії.
Oh. between us, and no one has to die. Imagine all the people feeling free again. It isn't hard to do. No place for vicious churchmen who lead us to the tomb. Imagine all the leaving us in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. Ukraine will be as one. Imagine all invasions. I wonder if you can. No bloody propaganda. Violence on this land. Imagine all the soldiers returning home alive. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us, and Ukraine will live as one.
Ukrainian group Black Molokha, which stands for Black Gun, and a remake of John Lennon's Imagine. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Poetry in a Time of War. Such is the headline by the German newspaper Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, or FAZ, in its recent reporting on the dynamic annual poetry festival Meridian Chernowitz, held in September in the western Ukrainian city of Chernivtsi. Why war? Because the newspaper picked up the subtle influences of the war with Russia in the east on this gracious city far from the front. As international literati gathered to celebrate the word, young men in camouflage and stony faces marched under the chestnut trees. And why Chernowitz? Such was the name of this city from 1774 to 1918, when it was the capital of the Imperial Austrian Crown Land of Bukovina under the reign of the legendary Habsburg dynasty. In this period, it became known as the Little Vienna due to its architectural style, and also for the fact it was the home of a growing German-speaking community and German-language university. But the city was always cosmopolitan, a center for both the Ukrainian and Romanian national movements, and in 1908, it was the site of the first Yiddish language conference. Not surprising, as nearly a third of the city by this time was Jewish. The stories of this city and surrounding region have been told in many languages by the Ukrainian writers Olya Koboljanska and Yuri Fedkovich, the German novelist Gregor von Rizzori, and the Israeli writer Aaron Appelfeld. Czernowitz, now known as Czernowitzi, gained a lasting literary mystique. Above all, it is famous as the native city of the Jewish poet Paul Celan, who wrote in German. His renowned and very much analyzed poem, Death Fugue, became a sensation for its metaphorical evocation of the Holocaust. The opening lines of the poem read, "Black milk of daybreak, we drink it at nightfall, we drink it at noon in the morning, we drink it at night." Born in Czernowitzi in 1920, Celan is considered one of the greatest poets ever to have written in the German language in the 20th century. He survived the Holocaust, but his parents did not. He carried a heavy burden of survivor's guilt and depression and committed suicide in Paris in 1970. Celan wrote of Czernowitzi as a meridian, a kind of immaterial bond that unites people all around the world. Thus, the Meridian Czernowitz International Poetry Festival. It is an event built on the foundation of the cultural heritage of Czernowitzi. It celebrates the historical memory and literary legacy of its inhabitants. The stated purpose of the festival is the return of Czernowitzi to the cultural map of Europe and the development of dialogue between contemporary Ukrainian poets and their foreign counterparts. Yevhenia Lopata, the director of the festival, told the website Ukrainska Pravda, "Everything was under our feet. We just needed people who could gather all of this, systematize it, and create an event." Of course, what was underfoot was the multicultural history of Czernowitzi and the multiplicity of languages. And thus, one of the central features of Meridian this year was, like they do in Babylon, groups of poets from various nations would gather on stage or under the open sky in the center of the city. They read the poems they wrote in their original language. Their fellow poets would follow with translation, or even several translations. And there would be not only translations, but interpretive riffs on the original, or a collage based on motifs from several poems. This Bukovinian Tower of Babel showed, as reported by the FAZ and other German language media now intrigued by the festival, the Czernowitzi has a European past and a European future. And thankfully, in these times of war for Ukraine, the muses have not fallen silent. Another Czernowitzi native, the former Soviet dissident and Ukrainian Jewish activist Josef Zissels, was interviewed by the Polish journalist Isa Hrusinska. Their book was presented at this year's Meridian Czernowitz. According to Zissels, God has divided people by different languages and histories because such a world seemed to him more beautiful and more variegated. A homogeneous world is uninteresting, says Zissels, and God is an esthete. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна.
сіла хмара, повстає на чорну хмару. Небо грозиться, викрешує вогні. То чубаті козаки і яничари загукали, закружляли у борні. То чубаті козаки і яничари загукали, закружляли у борні. Гей, виблискують небесні ятагани, а над ними грізні списи січові. Наступають, гонять тучі нездоланно, шаленіють чи хлоп'ята лугові. Наступають, гонять тучі нездоланно, шаленіють чи хлоп'ята лугові. Ворожий голос буркає облесно, та дзвінкі удари чути на землі. То розковують невільників небесних у міжзоряних просторах ковалі. То розковують невільників небесних у міжзоряних просторах ковалі. Подалися чорні хмари яничари, мали нові стяги, мають як живі. Під небесна загорілася скутара, розпадаються хурдиги вікові. Під небесна загорілася скутара, розпадаються хурдиги вікові. Тихають сколо шмачені простори, позбиралися у небі козаки. І пливуть до січі через море білі чайки, чорносині байдаки.
And Serhii Solonyi with Bi Kozaki u Nebi, Battle of Cossacks in the Sky. Well, on to a happier theme. We're going to be singing about love now. Well, we're not going to be, but Lira from Toronto will be. And here they are now with Kochate Chas, Time to Love.
Зелено листям я тебе знайду. Твої очі, два озерця, де моє потоне серце. Я тебе люблю, люблю. Чай весна дарує щастя, несе до нас пісня. Час травневому на місці жде і жде весну. Подаруй мені надію, хоч на мить одну. Подаруй ласкаву казку, подаруй жагучу ласку. Я тебе люблю, люблю. Чари весна дарує щастя, несе до нас пісня, любов'ю лине в серцю кохати час.
щастя несе до нас пісня, любов'ю лине серцю кохати час. Лайла, 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 лайла.
Дорогі браті і сестри, слава Ісусу Христу! This is Father Theo Machinsky of St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Parish in Nanaimo with наші священні традиції, a look at our sacred traditions. So, who's ready for Christmas? I have friends, and I think all of us know of one or two are so organized they manage to get all the Christmas shopping done in a couple of months. Some even 11 months in advance. They seem to take Christmas preparations to a whole new level. For the rest of us, I would like to say the normal ones, we kind of start about now. We organize our thoughts, put a list together over the next 6 weeks, and slowly work our way through the list, crossing things off as we go. And before you know it, Christmas is almost here, and we still have a dozen things we've never managed to get in time. Sound familiar? Let's switch to another kind of Christmas preparation that most people tend to overlook. On November 15th, we in the Ukrainian Catholic Church begin our preparation for the Feast of Christmas, Pdipilka, or the Fast of St. Philip. The Roman Catholic Church calls this season Advent, and for them it begins 4 weeks prior to the Feast of Christmas. Yeah, I know. They get off way easier than we do. Not only is their period shorter, they can actually attend parties and stuff during this period. Our preparation period received the name Pdipilka in the East because it begins the day after the feast of the Apostle St. Philip. This fast was introduced to the churches of the Christian East around the 6th century by the Patriarch of Constantinople. Like the fast of Easter, Great Lent, the Philippian fast prepared the people for the coming of Christ the Savior in the flesh, his nativity or birth, through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. No festivities are held during this period as the faithful prepare themselves. By fasting, we shift our focus from ourselves to others, spending less time worrying about what to eat, when to eat, or how to eat, in order to use our time in increased prayer and almsgiving. It sounds very much like Lent in many ways, but not quite as strict. It's even known by the name Little or lesser fast. The object of fasting is not simply self-discipline, but rather to turn our soul to God as we prepare spiritually to celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior. For some of us, just like Christmas shopping, even this gets put off until the very last moment, when the glorious day of Christmas is upon us. But for those that begin this preparation a couple or even 11 months in advance, allow the light of Christ to shine brightly in this dimly lit world of ours. This is Father Theo Machinsky for Nosh Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, z Bohom.
В чистій любові.
Very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. In Nanaimo, Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. Najame vzhiskinchila nashu programu poranem prishtatisya na shodin tejdin, bavshu chastu domu iskazate do pobachinya. Ale peritemya, hochu zalshite vas tekime slovame mudrostya. Nikto ne hoche znate, kole yemu preditsya pomerate. And our proverb of the week translates as, the time of one's death is something no one wants to know. And with that, we've come to the end of our program. So to wrap things up, we have the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg with the Habitant Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.